ChatGPT has certainly caused a lot of stir around the world since the end of last year. And I'm particularly interested in the controversy amongst people who had been developing them. One of the key ones was Geoffrey Hinton, known as the godfather of artificial intelligence. For a long time, Hinton believed that machine intelligence could not surpass biological intelligence. Now, however, he feared that humanity faces a real and immediate threat of a superpower AI. And he said, "My intuition is we are toast." This is the actual end of history. Well, Hinton's journey started in 1972. When he wanted to build a model of the human brain and its neural networks. At that time, AI experts believed that the essence of intelligence was reasoning. They were trying to represent the reasoning process by means of symbolic logic. Hinton tried another tack. She did not believe that thought was linguistic. In his view, words only represent what we are thinking. A thought is just a great big vector of neural activity. He wanted to construct an algorithm that could learn by adjusting the connecting strengths between artificial neurons in response to new data. And in 1986, Hinton had developed algorithms that could reweight the connections in a neural net so that a machine could, in theory, begin to learn on its own. AI would catch up with the brain eventually. That was his thinking. As he said in a recent interview, "I didn't think it would overtake it that quickly." Despite its capabilities, ChatGPT has fewer neural connections than a human brain, 1 trillion rather than 100 trillion. An AI can learn from its multiple separate interactions with the world, such that whenever any part of an AI network absorbs new information, all other parts will update, unlike humans, whose intelligence is individual and particular. Hinton's concern is that the machines will learn so fast that we may end humanity in 20 years. Well, that's what he said in June last year, or this year. You can imagine that Hinton's pessimism is not shared by all his colleagues. I quote just one of them, a certain Michael Luke, who argued that we are missing something big required for machines to match biological intelligence, such as prodigious stores of data, sufficient computer power, and a set of algorithms that give life to a neural net. Moreover, there are many more immediate concerns around bias and ethics, as the previous speaker explained. Existing AIs trained on data sets full of unexamined biases are shaping major decisions that companies take, ranging from job applications to the approval of loans. By now, many people have been using systems such as ChatGPT-4, and they tend to agree that their power is immense, but also that they make mistakes, that often there is something artificial, no pun, about their products. So let us have a closer look at the background. Large language models, and that's what we're talking about, fit into a series of attempts to develop machines able to match human skills in thinking or in doing things at much greater speed than humans, such as making complex calculations to aim ammunition at fast-flying aeroplanes. If you say thinking, then of course you think of brains. Modern computers, like all mechanical systems, have become vastly more powerful than their first generations, enabling digitization, the internet, automation, and now ChatGPT systems. We should also see them within the perspective of the Industrial Revolution, which took off around 1785 with James Watt's perfection of Newcomen's steam engine, amongst others by equipping it with an automatic speed-regulating device. That set off the whole process of automation, mechanization that we are still living under. And the chat GPT systems are just the latest developments. Mechanization, automation of just about all we make and do is an ongoing process. It requires huge volumes of raw materials and energy to run the machinery. The tempo of life has been accelerating beyond recognition, certainly in my lifetime. The internet, I think, is responsible for about 3% of greenhouse emissions around the world. It's not innocent in terms of climate warming. The Industrial Revolution did not drop from the sky. It had its origins in the mechanization of Western civilization, which commenced in earnest during the Renaissance. You're talking then about the 16th century. In its early stages, Copernicus discovered that the Earth orbits the Sun. It became seen as a mechanical process, which can be described in mathematical equations. The philosopher and mathematician René Descartes has been a key figure with an enduring influence on the mechanization of the world. And he wrote something very interesting, like this: knowing the force and action of fire, water, air, the stars, the heavens, and all the other bodies that surround us, as distinctly as we know the various crafts of our artisans, we might also apply them in the same way to all the uses to which they are adapted, and thus render ourselves the lords and possessors of nature. And this is a result to be desired, not only in order for the invention of an infinity of arts, by which we might be enabled to enjoy without any trouble the fruits of the earth and all its comforts, but also and especially for the preservation of health. Descartes believed that the human body, including the brain, as well as plants and animals, are all physical mechanisms, robots or automata. As humans, we stand apart, in his view, because God, in his opinion, has lodged an immortal, rational soul into our body. Thinking, Descartes believed, should be done methodically, using four steps. One, exclude all grounds for doubt. Don't be in a hurry. Second, divide difficulties into as many parts as possible. Third, start with the simplest and easiest elements, and then step by step to the knowledge of the more complex. And finally, make enumerations as complete as possible without omitting any. We would call this method an algorithm, step-by-step procedure. He saw this method as a means to systematically and rationally reconstruct the whole of reality. The Enlightenment of the 18th century started to develop sciences as potential sources of technical innovations to achieve progress, including the new science of economics. It should work in terms of the price mechanism. Note that word, mechanism. The economy should be seen as a machine to maximize profits and consumer satisfaction. And to keep ahead of the competition, producers should apply technical innovations as soon as they can, regardless of any human or environmental problems that might ensue, unless forced by political powers to do so. And the underlying view of life in the world is that only abstract, rational, scientific thought applied in technology is able to overcome the uncertainties and vagaries of living independence of what nature provides. This has been the root of the West's sense of superiority. Descartes was not the first thinker who sought certainty in systematic rational thought. He stood in a long tradition going back to pre-Socratic Greek philosophers. And if you like, we can go into that a bit later. Just leave that aside. The technology that has been built since the Industrial Revolution is a grandiose attempt to transform the unreliable and changeable world of matter into a reliable, scientifically designed automaton, which brings us prosperity as well as means of tackling all problems, including climate warming. And this is what my professor Schuurman calls technicism, a huge overestimation of science and technology. So every sphere of life is being drawn into this mechanical, automatic universe. And that's the significance of chat GPTs. The world of language, scripture, literature, communication, words in short, is being technicized. We have been doing this also to plants and animals by breeding and genetically engineering them to maximize production in monocultures. Work in factories and offices has been adapted to mechanical systems. It's easy to see how GPT algorithms are just another step in this process. Now, how are we going to evaluate this? I believe a contemporary of Descartes, Blaise Pascal, a very gifted scientist and philosopher, has shown the way. After his death, one found a piece of paper hidden in his coat, which appeared to be the records of a vision he had had. It begins with these words: "Fire, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of philosophers and scholars. Assurance, assurance, feeling, joy, peace, God of Jesus Christ." And philosophers have been thinking of humans as subjects who see the world as objects and bridge the gap by reason. Instead, Pascal finds certainty, assurance, and peace in the God of Abraham and his sons, the God who revealed himself to human beings in his word, in his creation, and in his own son, through whom he created the world as a wonderful cosmos. This God is the sovereign ruler who has subjected the whole cosmos to his laws. He is the one who chose his people and led them out of Egypt. He assured Moses that his name is I Am, the one who made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will not forsake his people. Just trust him. In the fullness of time, he sent his son, the Messiah, who died for the sins of the whole world. We have been created in the image of God as living souls to reflect Him in all we are doing from our heart. That's what Pascal said, by faith. There is no gap between us and the creation. Instead, we have chosen to reflect idols. The first Adam, thereby all of us, had to be removed from paradise, the wonderful garden entrusted to his care and protection, because he exalted himself to be God. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the second Adam, humbled himself even to death on a cross, but is now seated at the right hand of the Father. He is in charge of history and will make sure that history continues such that in the kingdom of God there will be a communal garden. And the signs of such a communal garden can be observed right here and now. It means that we can be confident that under the Lordship of Christ, in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are able to work out a proper place for technology. No, ChatGPTs will not terminate humankind. We are not toast. Yet, we can do terrible things with our modern technology, including chatbots, but don't forget nuclear power, genetic engineering, surveillance systems, and what have you. We may well have to travel through dark times. Our modern technicistic civilization is already lurching from one crisis to another. It might well become toast. Let us consider the COVID-19 epidemic, wars in the Ukraine and the Middle East, the risks of nuclear power, our inability to halt global warming, the growing gap between rich and poor. Yet, we can trust the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to show us a new way, a way of loving people and all creation. Our Lord Jesus Christ has promised to be with us, bearing all our burdens. Pascal once said that he will be in agony right till the end of the current age. Even though it may seem impossibly difficult, we should help promote an ethical framework for the proper use of AI, which encourages truthfulness, solidarity, and loyalty in all spheres of life. Thank you.